Blog Talk Radio.
Before that, little nigga man, roll that. I'm talking with your best hand. You talking to the best man that can get the job done with the best plan. I'm bringing in that revenue. I do shit that you would never do. I'm 2 steps ahead of you. You're looking at the better you. Little mama, I can better you. And I ain't talking for the ring on it. Grab the mic and just sing on it. Old school rolling, put the bling on it. Her ass fat, put my name on it. Chest broken out, so my chain can swing on it. Cause I'm feeling myself. Suicide doors like I'm killing myself. You know these hoes know the outcome. Young nigga preach like Malcolm. I got them hoes like outcome. I can't be part of the outcome. Because money is the outcome. I said money is the outcome. If you made it out where I'm out from,
made it out. You know money is the outcome.
Drop the top and unscrew it on them. I had to chop it and screw it on them. Watch the way I do it on them. Bad broads watch when I do it to them.
In the room, I'm the elephant. Baby girl, go tell a friend. She let me sit, she ain't hollering in.
I heard you got a nice chick.
I heard about her.
She let me beat it like a nice stick. She on and off like a light switch. She got you stressing on some life shit. She undressing on the night shift. Grabbing on my gear with the right shift. Turned the album on some slice shit. Back in my city on that bike shit. We just do it on some night shit. Woo! Choppers on the waistline. Sounding like a baseline. I'm here to take mine. I ain't asking for no handout. In the plan to get my man out. I'm talking penitentiary. Only bad broads that you made. You know these hoes know the outcome. Young nigga preach like Malcolm. I got them hoes like outcome. I can't be part of the outcome. Because money is the outcome. I said money is the outcome. If you made it out where I'm out from,
made it out.
Yeah, I had to get my racks on him. Hold up, bring it back on him. Mighty Miz on the track on him. I'm about to relapse on him. Her ass fat when it clap on him. Baby girl bust it open. Baby girl got me lusting over. The way that she move, I be rushing over. Just to go hit that. Break it down like a Kit Kat. It's all about to get back. I said it's all about to get back. You know these hoes know the outcome. Young nigga preach like Malcolm. I got them hoes like outcome. I can't be part of the outcome. Because money is the outcome. I said money is the outcome. If you made it out where I'm out from,
made it out.
You know money is the outcome.
We gonna talk about these foggy nights tonight. But definitely shout out to my boy, the wheelchair bully. Starting off the show with Jay Reezy. Y'all already know that's my shit. And money is the outcome. Steve Money, welcome to a new episode of Philly Shine Radio. Playing hot music. Gonna have some fun with my co-host. What's up, boo?
What up, chick?
Stormy.
Yes, baby.
I like how she talks to me, y'all. Hey, baby. We had some fun tonight. How was your weekend?
Oh, very relaxing. Just, good weekend with mama's cook. Just had a good weekend.
Nice. Yeah, well, I got a chance to chill Friday, met some new people. We're going to talk about them tonight and welcome them to the show, my boy Mikey J. I've met him before. My people have performed in New York City, little dope host, artist, like plethora of things that he does very well. I got to meet Mikey J, came out to Celine, who was my special guest tonight, along with our fun topic. And tomorrow night, we're going to turn up the Onyx, Booty and the Beat. Shout out to everybody supporting and performing tomorrow. We want to have some fun tonight. Of course, Esquire DJ CEO in the building. What's up, Demel?
What's up, Honest?
I'm chilling. How are you?
You know, I keep them useless. I keep a fine and sexy lot, Honest and Stormy Miss with Smooth.
Man,
you know how I do.
I don't like that rap.
It's okay.
We're going to give it
both.
A pass. That's
it's
all
okay.
Music. You got to put that to a beat, though.
Well,
I
want to
hear you on a beat.
I don't be doing some beats because my whole life I've been beating up stuff. So I don't need beats.
Oh, goodness.
That's how my life is.
He took that far left. All right, I'm serious. I'm getting a little definitely shout out to everybody calling in, supporting XY DJs, cleaning in the building.
Shout out to my new secret, you know what I mean? And shout out to my new International PR. You know, happy birthday at 12 o'clock. Miss Chanel, I meant Miss Denise.
Oh.
Chanel Denise, her birthday.
Birthday. Shout out to my boy, Chino, Shizzy Robichino. Chino Philly, his birthday tomorrow, too. Wednesday will be fun. Women Crush Wednesday, as well as all types of fun.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be all types of fun tomorrow. So we're going to have some
and
fun
shout
tonight.
Shout out to you. Shout out to you.
Thank you. What
would I do if I didn't have the support from you?
Well, yeah, it's all about just,
you
know. You
know, I stalked your show, and now look, we like booties and draws, you know.
Yes, always. Thank you. Maybe it can't stop smelling my feet. I'm sitting on my people's crib because I get to do the show wherever I want. And her cat just keeps smelling my feet. And I don't know what type of stuff it is. And it's kind of weird to me because I wanted to kick it, but I really like the cat. I did want to kick it, but I really like the cat. The cat fur is so soft, I want to make a coat.
First you want to kick it, now you want to make a coat out of it.
Right.
It was just a joke. It was a joke. Peter, I love cats. I don't make cat coats.
I remember. That's why I never wanted to come to your house. I never wanted to, because you had a cat.
I don't have a cat. I never had a cat. I don't have pets. No, I didn't.
You did. What happened to the cat you had?
Don't worry about what happened to whatever cat I may have, may not have had.
Oh, my fault. Story going to be mad at you. She going to treat you. She going to treat you like Michael Vick.
I don't have confidence. You're not going to focus on how much I love cats. Come here, darkness. Smell my feet. You can smell my feet, cat. I love him. Oh. Anyway, we're going to take a call.
No telling where your feet might be.
What is happening? 918-813. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
DJ OK General. We got it to the street. X Squad DJs. You know what I'm saying? You know what time it is. Shout out to my old DJ Mary. He told me to hit up the line. Yo, Philly, what's going on? 215. I see y'all, man, out there. We got it to the streets. Let's get it. Oh, wait. We in the East Coast. We gully to the streets. Yes.
That's what I love. Definitely shout out. Definitely thank you for joining in on the show. I had to break things up because I want to show love to everybody on the line. I definitely will get to you all. Definitely shout out to everybody calling, supporting the X5 DJs. We have fun tonight on the show. Like I said, I have a special guest calling in, as well as a fun topic. Stormy, I need your opinion on this topic, the question tonight. Mm-hmm. I really do. So I want to know, you know, in a relationship is over, or, you know, you mess with a person, and one of your friends, or somebody you know knew that you were messing with the person, or maybe even by chance, asking your opinion on a person because they know that you know them. Would you give up the tape? And how would you give? Would you give it up, like, bad? Would you give up the good report? Like, what happens if somebody wants to ask you about?
Do what they do. I let them do what they do. If they my ex, they a reason my ex. They my ex. That's between me and them. Whatever comes after that, you feel me? They can have. And for real, I think, like, don't stare to me asking me. Do you? You feel me?
Wait, hold on. Shout out to the little Chipotle. I'm actually chilling with him. He could have been trying to change the topic up, but we don't ignore him.
I already knew Stormy answer.
You know what? At the end of the day.
Now, I mind my business because I was watching a tattoo thing. And the girl told saying, yeah, blah, say, blah. You know what I mean? Now, it's a time and a place. If you're going to do something like that, it's a time and a place to tell a person.
No. Now, see, I feel completely different. I feel completely different. And it's not even that, like, anybody has ever approached me, really. Like, it's happened a couple of times or whatever. To where, though, you know, my friends are interested in some guy I knew or whatever, and they assumed that we were messing with each other. Shut up, mind your business. But one of my girlfriends, the reason why I bring it up is one of my girlfriends actually inquiring about this guy made me want him. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I think it's best to keep it up front so that you don't end up hurting anybody's feelings. So I would give up the tape. I would tell you.
Well,
I would tell you definitely
if I like him, especially if he's off limits.
You gotta say something.
I mean, it's different if you know somebody and your friend asking you their opinion on it before they step to him. But like, if it's an ex, like, why are you even in my face asking me about that man? Like, get out of my face with it. I don't give a fuck what y'all do. It ain't none of my business.
You know what?
Right.
Well, okay, you never gave me an opinion, Stormy.
Wait a minute, let him talk, Jamel.
I'm the young one, so you know what I'm saying? I'm 23, so you know I'm young getting it right now. Me personally, it just depends on your on a guy's perspective. If it's a girl, you know what I'm saying, that y'all been cool, that's been, you know, y'all was straight, and y'all really ain't got no long-term bad history,
right.
You know what I'm saying, and you can dip off, and, you know, let's just say you meet up with somebody later on down the line and be like, hey, man, I'm talking to Yaya. Me and her used to kick it back in the day. Oh, really?
Right.
How is she? I'm just starting to get to know her. Oh, she good. She good. Like, but, you know, I wouldn't let the whole story line down like
that. That's just a level of maturity, that's all. It's just a level of maturity.
Now,
it's just like,
now hold on. We got some ratchet people on the phone, on the line, too, that's paying attention. If you can't stand that person, and they done did you super, super dirty, and you just so happen to meet up with somebody that did know them and that is going out, a nigga like me going to let you know what's up. She did me crazy on the credit card, man. Them ran me up $400-$500. Told me thousands of times that she was pregnant when she really wasn't pregnant. And you know how niggas get when they find out that the girl might be pregnant. Niggas got to go take a shit. Niggas be stressed out. Niggas be sweating. Ain't ready for it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It just depends on the situation, how the game goes.
But you know what? Exactly. And that's even giving it the way I would, because at the end of the day, I mean, certain people are like, yeah, it could go awry. I feel what you're saying, Stormy. Mind your business. But, you know, sometimes a person's safety may be in jeopardy, or, you know, you may try to save a person from somebody who's, like, really scandalous, you know?
But
ain't no chick gonna come stand to me asking me first off, and don't nobody just come randomly ask me questions and shit. So for me, you gotta be a friend of mine to even come and really want to holler at me like that, because nobody just randomly comes talk to me.
Don't be so possessive. I'm saying, all right, say if you're the guy you was with when you were 21 or 19 or something. You know what I mean? Like,
but
somebody
I'm saying
from back
in
the day.
Just going to come ask me about it.
No, all right, look. I'm just saying, maybe you never know. Like, you're out in the clubs and stuff like that. Somebody might come across your high school picture. And they're like, Stormy, I know you was messing with so-and-so. Like, you know. Interested in him, or do you know where he lives? You ain't give him no information. You like, I'm in yourself, bitch. Yeah, I could be stalking. No, because sometimes you want to know where niggas live. Right, exactly. So, yeah, if I came up to you and I was like, oh, Stormy, I see your high school picture. All right, this is me. I'm like, Stormy, he fine as hell. I'm trying to, you know.
But see,
you're
for you
to
even come
up
to me, you obviously got to know who I am. So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm
that's
saying
another
if it was
problem.
Me. I'm saying if it was me, if I seen you, one of your high school sweethearts,
But see, that's different because you a homegirl. So now if you a homegirl trying to holler at an ex, that's a whole nother level.
Okay.
Honest. Now, asking Stormy all these questions. Pow!
Jamel, come on. Don't be silly.
I know Stormy. Don't I, Stormy?
What does that mean? Don't feel about the thing. You can't tell Stormy. You can't tell Stormy. Let's take another caller because I don't want him trying to tell on Stormy. Can't tell nothing about her. She's amazing. We see it. We know it.
I know Stormy.
Queen, welcome back to Philly Sean Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
What's up?
I almost know this one, too.
No, you
know, that's not a telling people.
I know, right? That's what that is. I think that, I mean, it really depends on the ex or whatnot, because some of them we left on good terms, so I would just have to tell the female, you know, you're going to have to find out for yourself. But if it's somebody I know not good business, I'm definitely going to throw them under the bus and tell them the truth, you know what I mean? Especially if I know, like, for if he got some, like, a little dick or he don't give no good head or something, I'm going to put that out, like, girl, yeah.
If y'all go to my archives, y'all will hear how it was this one time, this guy, I was dating him, whatever, he was all that or whatever. And, you know, even like after this date we had it late at night, we were kind of making out in a car or whatever. So, but we didn't do anything. The next day, I was just like, you know what, fuck it, I don't care. I know this nigga 2 weeks, he's decent. He got a nice car. He say he big. I'm just saying he decent. I want it, right? So the next day, I call him up. We try to go. We go down to his people's crib. Now, I noticed that his car is now being driven by somebody else. But we so busy making out and ready to, you know, I'm not paying attention. So then we get out the car and help him. And I'm not paying attention to the fact that he pulled the padlock off the door to open this door we go in. We in an abandoned house. Like, I'm trying to tell you, like, the walls on the floor, the ceiling is on the floor. Like, it's a mess. Like, it's a whole mess. I got on, like, $200 jeans. I'm like, what is supposed to happen up in here? He all over me thinking we going to do. He gave me an imaginary tour. He's like, yeah, it's going to be walls here. It's going to be ceiling here. We're going to put the pipes. Can I come back then? Because it's a house. Like, you know, you can have a house or whatever. You know, you can build a house up for nothing. Like, I'm not saying that. But you don't take nobody there. So, you know, nothing happened, of course. I kind of almost killed him. Not really killed him, but I wanted to. We left or whatever. So, then listen, come to find out my girlfriend knew him. But you know I had to tell her, like, yo, you might be in a Beamer, but just in the first. She was like, I'm trying to take you to the Beamer house too. So at the end of the day like, you don't want to put a person out there, but you gotta keep it 100 because in the long run, what if they come back to you and be like, did you know, like, you like, yeah, I do that. Nigga lives in a bed house and be burning the girls through. Like, that's just the first phase of my bed house. No, it's like, at the end of the day, you want to keep it real with, if you're at, that's all I'm saying to me. I'm not saying, like, I'm coming to you, like, mad or whatever. Like, bitch, I know you was fucking with that nigga. You know what I mean? I'm not coming at your neck like that. I'm not saying if a girl comes at you like that, because, of course, that's not going to happen because that's just totally disrespectful. But I'm just saying somebody is curious about an ex. For me, like, I'm shutting it all down.
Miss Honest Brown.
Yes.
We have our super PR, super international PR that will be taking over the world. I'm I'm Pinky, she the brain.
Nice. Yeah, you were telling me about her. What's her name again?
Her number is 202.
I keep seeing that number go in and out on the show. She has to, it just drops. Tell her to call back. I'm about to play some music. We're going to loosen Stormy up a little bit because, you know.
971.
Give me the date. 971. No, I don't see it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't see it. Well, yeah,
well
speaking,
let me tell you what I did.
Get her back on the line, Jamel. Hold on. We're going to save you for last. Hold on. We're going to save you. We're going to save you answering the topic question. We're going to take everybody else and you're going to get my girl back on the line because, like I said, her number, it was on there and I was actually getting ready to go to it and then it wasn't. So have her call back and tell her I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. We're going to get more into the topic and as well as wait for our special guest to call in tonight. Let's check out some music while Jamel get his international PR on the line. I can't wait to meet her. We're going to check out some music from my young boy, Nursery, by Hansha. Jamel, go get your boom.
I'm crazy. I've been singing all day. I'm in love with myself. There ain't nothing like loving yourself. Ain't that right, Stormy?
I'm in love with the cocoa. Oh, I'm in love with the cocoa. Definitely. I want to check out Feeling Great. That's my shit. All right, get the girls, boo.
Hey, you. Got time for none of you niggas, none of you bitches. I'm rolling every one of these switches. And I might pass off if your ass photobombing your picture so all of you niggas see it and get bitter on your IG and Twitter. Cause you passed cloud nine with a real one. Just blame it on the liquor. Ounces of loud, pint of the lean. Ecstasy pills, yellow or green. Percocets, 3015. Enough looking at a fuck up a dream. Train it to me, it's time for reality check. Is that you, bitch, you party to death? So feel free to take anything you wanna. Cause tonight you fucking
no lie. Going cocaine crazy. Going Molly crazy.
Going Molly crazy.
Going ecstasy crazy.
Going
Going loud back crazy. The liquor's okay. My niggas okay. The bitch is okay. Drugs got me feeling great. Going cocaine crazy.
Going Molly crazy.
Going ecstasy crazy.
Going
loud back crazy.
The
liquor's okay. My niggas okay. The bitch is okay. Drugs got me feeling great.
Mugger in this bitch, I put a bathroom. Repeat that, she mugger in this bitch in the bathroom. Free ball, shit called the classroom. Shitting on them, I can teach you some shit. So watch her, in case you ain't know we like shots. Stay strapped but lay back, I swag proper. Stay around drugs like a doctor. And you know when I rap, I'm so honest. Go head overdose, cause we got it. Rolling on dope, I ain't talking about Prada. Rock them J's, no, that's not my sponsor. Always up, stay on my collar. Go ahead, go cop it. Filling myself, but I ain't popping the molly. Try to pop me a hottie with a nice little body. Then I shake a spider and I wake right up like a motherfucker shocked me. Looking for the baddest in the building right now. Trying to fuck, not cuff, cause I'm chilling right now. And if you down, girl, what's up? Fuck feelings right now. Getting up from the drugs, fuck feelings right now. And I'm feeling like the realest till the end of time. Going in my direction, I see you at the finish line. Getting lit, no question with your bitch, no question. But I skip those questions, this was the line.
Going cocaine crazy.
Going cocaine crazy.
Going Molly crazy.
Going Molly crazy.
Going ecstasy crazy.
Going
loud back crazy. The liquor's okay. My niggas okay. The bitch is okay. Drugs got me feeling great. Going cocaine crazy.
Going
Molly crazy.
Going
ecstasy
crazy.
Going loud back crazy.
The liquor's okay.
My niggas okay. The bitch is okay. Drugs got me feeling great.
I know my lungs black, I know it ain't right, but I'm still getting fucked up.
I'm still getting fucked up.
I know my piss dirty, fuck my PO, cause I'm still getting fucked up.
I'm still getting fucked up.
I'm getting
getting fucked up. Now they still young, more bitches to come, so I'm still getting fucked up. Going cocaine crazy, going Molly crazy, going Ecstasy crazy, going Loud Pack crazy. The liquor's okay, my niggas okay, the bitches okay, drugs got me feeling great. Going cocaine crazy, going Molly crazy, going Ecstasy crazy, going Loud Pack crazy. The liquor's okay, my niggas okay, the bitches okay, drugs got me feeling great.
Gosh, I love this song. Going crazy. Speaking high shit for no reason. And I ain't even going to tell nobody.
But
back into the show. Shout out to the super PR in the building, the Mail Deliverer. Welcome to Philly Show Radio. Hello, 202-971.
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
We're really good. Welcome
okay,
to
yeah.
the show.
It kept cutting me off. Thank you.
I've been wanting to be introduced to you for some time now. Welcome.
Hey, girl. What's your name?
Honest.
Say it again.
Honest.
Honest. Okay. All right, I'm tired.
No, honest. H-O-N-E-S-T. You can't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Honest. Okay, I heard you.
Yeah, it's honest. Like, telling the truth. But go ahead, introduce yourself to all my listeners, because I'm actually getting ready to go into my interview as well as turn up on this fun topic for tonight. But as I said, me being the East Coast president for X Squad DJs, I definitely, like I said, wanted to know who you were and to show you off.
Yes, thank you. So pretty much I'm Taj, the PR. I'm pretty much DC's newest publicist and marketing specialist. What I do is I plug the plug. You know, I'm the key to those power moves that are made in my region. And I've been expanding a lot. I'll be down in Atlanta twice this month. So if you guys are down in the A, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Demo, you hear her good?
Yes, I hear her.
Okay, cool. Just making sure it was just going in and out for me for a second. All right,
but
cool.
Yeah, but I'm
definitely
available to X Squad, definitely. So thanks for having me. I'll definitely get to know you a little bit more. Check you out on social media. Hit me up.
Oh, yeah, I'm all about fun. Like, we're going to have some fun tonight. Shout out to everybody.
And since she's in the DMV, that's just right down the street from you, Honest.
Really? Well, yeah, let's turn up. You've been telling me about, you know what I mean, the connection in the DMV. Oh, yeah, Mikey's on the line. Cool. Speaking of just, like, great people, got a chance to talk to this guy, like I said, earlier in the show, Friday night. And, you know, first I came to an event that he had in New York, and it was just, like, really amazing, great host, so much fun. And then his meeting you Friday was so decent. I had to invite him back to the show on Tuesday as well as, you know, being honest with us again tomorrow. But welcome to Philly Shine Radio, Mikey J. Welcome.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm so good. I'm so good. The team is in the building. Shout out to everybody representing X Squad DJs. We got my co-host, the beautiful Stormy, as well as the CEO of X Squad DJs, the Millions in the building, host of others. Stormy, you good?
That's what's up. Peace, y'all. How you doing?
Yes. Okay. Who is making that noise in the background? Is it wind?
Unless they sleep and breathing hard.
No. Well, no, I actually got my top down. I'm about to pull over right now.
Okay, I'm like, what is that noise? Okay.
Somebody stalking Stormy.
It was me.
I know it sounded like Jason. Rest in peace. What's crazy?
I mean, hey, it feels good, though, but I'm about to pull over right now.
Shout out to Mikey J, always on the move. Definitely wanted to get a chance to show you off as well tonight and talk about tomorrow night as well as, you know, say thank you again. Like I said, it was so cool meeting you on Friday and just vibing out, chilling on a Friday night at Onyx and talking about future business. Where are you on your way to now?
I'm actually on the way to Onyx.
Okay, dope. That's dope. That's dope. Looking forward to seeing you perform tomorrow as well as you checking out the talent in the Tri-State area. We have a couple performances for you to check out. It's going to be dope. Talking about Booty and the Beat, you know, every Wednesday. Definitely, if you guys are interested, hit me up about the show. We'll talk about that more later. But Mikey J, you're a very busy man. I appreciate you taking the time to join the show tonight.
I made a promise, a commitment, and a promise to do something. And when I saw the topic, I'm like, "Oh, this is gonna be something crazy." So I'm down for that.
No. Tonight, this topic is not even crazy, Stormy. This is like, you know, I kind of did this topic on a low, kind of, kind of getting your business topic. You know, my topics go from any, for those who listen, getting in your business to all while really knowing how freaky you are. But, no, tonight we just want to get into people's business a little bit but talk about the topic, but as well give you guys a chance to introduce yourselves and let everybody know what you're working on. And even the one question I wanted to ask you about tomorrow, like, what are you looking for as far as what are you looking forward to seeing tomorrow?
I mean, in all honesty, all I'm looking for is, you know, it's beyond talent. I'm looking for attitude. I'm looking for stage presence. You know, it's not even about the music with me. It's more so about the attitude and things of that nature. You know, how someone treats the public, how they treat the crowd. Because this tour is a very important tour, and we don't need no artists out there who can't handle themselves, whether it's in front of a camera or, you know, even on the radio interview. We want artists that are definitely about their business and know how to conduct themselves. So I'm looking for, you know, men and women that can handle themselves on a big stage, you know, on any platform. You know, I'm not looking for the best music. I'm not looking for the best dressed. I'm looking for somebody, man, that's really about promoting peace, pushing peace, and just doing what they got to do when they get to that stage.
Now, you know, I know you're on your way somewhere, but talk about the tour and you being the peace ambassador and even, like, what you're really trying to accomplish. And then we'll get a chance to get back into the fun. But first, like I said, I did want to welcome you and, you know, ask the general get to know you question, get in your business, know your music business.
Nah, it's cool. I actually jumped off the highway and I pulled over to the rest stop so I could talk. You know, being the peace ambassador, representing the entire state of New York, it's trying. You know, it's very strenuous because you have a lot of weight on your shoulders. But they could have had, you know, Jay-Z, Diddy, Russell Simmons, you know, and these are their words. They, you know, they had the pick of the litter. And it's a blessing that they chose me. And I just recently resigned from that position. I started my own organization known as Dynamic Artists of Peace. And I still have the backing of the United Nations, Dr. Ishmael Betancourt. And as the founding creator of Dynamic Artists of Peace, you know, now I'm considered what they consider the U.S. ambassador. So I'm still promoting peace, still doing my numbers with my music and my films and TV and all that. Speaking of TV, I'll be hosting a new show called The City of Hip Hop on a major network. And I can't wait to start shooting that in September. Oh, matter of fact, yeah, September. Yeah, just got here. So we'll film that next week, start shooting the pilots for that and all that. So I got a lot going on.
That's dope. That's dope. That's the stuff. definitely appreciate having you joining on the show. And as I said, like I'm impressed by you know, what I've seen so far as this show in New York. Like, so much fun energy. Like, I met so many fun people. I wasn't even working at night. I was just enjoying. Like, sometimes I get to come to an event that's done so nice where I step out and I'm just like a fan. So I get to, like, you know, watch people, absorb it, like, you know, kind of just like have fun. And plus I was supporting my people who was performing, which was all it, like, real powerful performances. And then, you know, meeting you and getting a chance to talk to you Friday, I'm like, oh, this guy has a total package. Like, let's work. So I'm looking forward to, you know, turning up more tomorrow. Because Wednesdays, we do it a little different. Everybody's just, like, way turned up. And it's just so much fun. So we're looking forward to having you, you know, mix your piece in with our booty.
I mean, hey, man, at the end of the day, we can all do what we want to do, man, as long as we do it peacefully. And it's not where you're doing it at. It's who's there and how you're doing it, you know. So
right.
For me, I'm just excited to come back and do what we do and have some fun, and then get ready for the big one. That's what you want to call it, the big one, you know.
Exactly. We're gonna definitely put it on in the September and do the peace concert here in Philly. Looking forward to it. I want to check in with our callers. We definitely have people representing all over the country. XY DJs in the building. Having fun. 305-389. Hello? 305, hello?
What happened?
Can y'all hear me? Hello? Are we going to say caller? Yes, hello?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. We lost the caller. It's okay. Don't call me. Sometimes it's like technical difficulties, but definitely shout out to everybody supporting the show and having fun with us tonight. You know, we got into the topic in the beginning of the show. I told Jamel to save him. But, Mikey, I definitely wanted to get your opinion on the topic because, yeah, it's a little sort of mature, or, you know, maybe not into it, but if someone was to ask you about an ex or someone that you were messing with, would you give up the tape or would you just, like, keep it to yourself?
I mean, I never divulged any of my past, I guess, relationships or flings, whatever the case may be. Because at the end of the day, when you're doing that, that's a sucker move. You know, it's like if you're writing a script to a movie and you get the permission, then cool. But to divulge your someone's, you know, about an ex or something like that to somebody else, like, who does that? Unless they got an interest in them themselves. And you never pass your ex off to the next person anyway. That's whack.
That's not fair sometimes. Maybe a person might be a fit. Well, let me ask you it in this way. What if you were offered to do a movie, but they wanted to know about Mikey J as the young whatever, or like, but they want you to give up the tape? Like, if something was juicy in your pants or whatever, would you sell it for a movie?
You mean like a reference to one of my flings or something?
Your flings or whatever. I'm not saying do a porno. I'm just saying a movie.
Ha, ha. Nah, I honestly speaking, man, like, no amount of money could ever get me to sell somebody out, man. I couldn't even do that. Now, if I ain't like them, I'll give them that information for free. They can keep their money. Hold that.
That's funny. That kind of guy. If you don't like them, it's all bets at all. Well, that's what's up.
So
I definitely appreciate
the bus with no breaks.
I definitely appreciate that honesty. Because so it is needed when it comes to, you know, dealing with people who wronged you a little bit or whatever. Like, you definitely got to put them in check.
But I'm saying that it's like people that kiss and tell, man. I know this. I would never get it. Like, and that's like, I got five sisters, right? That's like, one of my sisters, she's sitting around her girlfriends, and one of her girlfriends is talking about her man, like how well endowed he is and all the bedroom stuff and all this. And my sister said, yo, you a bozo. Like, well, what if I want to take your man from you just from that information? So, you know, it's like, never kiss and tell, man. Real talk. Never kiss and tell. Keep it to yourself.
It depends. I might run my mouth, but y'all heard me answer the topic question. We want to get into more people answering the topic tonight. See who's mature enough to keep it real. We turning up, having a little bit of fun on the show. I want to see who's really had a situation, like who's been approached, because I do want to share a story later. But I do want to see who's been approached. Like, has anybody ever approached you about your ex and was bold enough to, you know, really get in your business? But I'm going to take a little music break and get back to Mikey J. And everybody tuning in on the show tonight, definitely fun. And then for you even, I would like, because you've been saying since you came Friday, oh, I want to hear some music. So we want to let you hear a little bit of music. And, Mikey, you know what? I know you're on your way somewhere. Maybe we could just have a part two of the interview. And I just bring you back.
No, I'm good. I'm pulled over.
You're good?
I'm in the rest stop. I put my seat back, and I'm chilling.
Okay, as long as you're chilling. I don't want you chilling in a rest stop. Wes Craven just died. He might be hunting people.
Oh, nah, I'm good. I got two cars behind me. I got to make sure I'm good.
Oh, nice. Oh, G6 actually said, what's up? The wheelchair bully, you said, what's good?
Yeah, what up, y'all? What's popping?
He said, what's up? What's popping, yo? What's up? What's popping? We're going to actually give a birthday shout out to my boy Tino Philly. And play his music. Midnight, it's you. This is recognition. You want to do it for the recognition? Shout out to everybody tuning in on the show tonight. We're having some fun a little bit. What's wrong with the music? Why isn't some of the music playing? So that's how Blog Talk feel. Okay. So they only want to let me play some of my songs.
That's my nigga, whatever he going through, you know I'ma go through it right with him. If I tell him to shoot you, you know he gon' get right with you. That's my nigga. That's my nigga, nigga, nigga. That's my nigga. That's my nigga, nigga, nigga. That's my nigga. That's my nigga, nigga, nigga. Whatever he gon' through, you know I'ma go through it right with him. That's my hitter. That's my hitter, hitter, hitter. That's my hitter. That's my hitter, hitter, hitter. That's my hitter. Down to move out when they come to my niggas. I do what it takes for my squad to get rich. That chopper go bang, if I shoot, I won't miss you. Boy, I put that on my only sister. Let's talk about loyalty. And most of y'all weren't born with that. Got a gift with this wet shit. But my man need a point, so we scoring with that. Every time I was down, made a promise to myself I was gonna get back. And we talk about dreams. I need a glass house with a phone with that. I send my head to do it. He shoot you, know damn well he won't miss you. He shoot you 30 times, you know Glock 40's got 30 in him. My bitch says she leaving me. I said that's cool, more money, I'm with it. So nigga don't check for me, you better go check for your bitches. That's my nigga. That's my nigga, nigga, nigga. That's my nigga. That's my nigga, nigga, nigga. That's my nigga. That's my nigga, nigga, nigga. Whatever he going through, you know I'ma go through it right with him. That's my hitter. That's my hitter, hitter, hitter. That's my hitter. That's my hitter, hitter, hitter. That's my hitter. That's my hitter, hitter, hitter. If I tell him to shoot you, you know he gon' get right with you. That's my hitter.
love no niggas, I do my own hitting. Walking right down, introducing to my niggas, Smithin' and Wesson. SC the 40, my favorite weapon. Let off my hat, keep the little nigga guessing. 30 rounds, 50, you know that's a death. I'm putting in work, girl, your sense is my best fit. Niggas, they shouldn't been testing. My niggas ready for action. Come to my team, ain't no worries. My nigga, I am not stressing. Flipping this work by the pound, the profit, come count all the blessings. Keep the fuck niggas from around me. Pressure on niggas, start telling. Pussy ass niggas be claiming they hitters, they never with nothing. Get on that stand, reinstatements and singing like David Ruffin. Thought that little nigga was tougher. Niggas, I swear they be bluffing. Ratting on niggas and talking to D's. Call up the new undercover.
That's my nigga. That's my nigga. Never, never. That's my nigga.
Oh, goodness. Hello. Welcome, welcome back. That's my boy, Nar G. That's my header. I love that song. I thought I was talking, so I didn't hear nobody say nothing. technical difficulties tonight, but we're going to have some fun. Shout out to my boy in Georgia doing his thing, CEO X-Cloud DJs. And you, Mikey J, I wanted to know, are you bringing the tour to any of the southern states? And definitely if you want to go down to Atlanta, I had to connect you with Demel.
Yeah, that'd be dope. I actually was supposed to do Atlanta, but my schedule got caught up with the City Hip Hop show, so I couldn't even do it. So I definitely want to go to Atlanta at least by, like, October. I'll be in Saratoga. I'll be in Philly tomorrow for the auditions or whatever, meet and greet. And then the Saratoga, New York on the 4th. And then Ohio the 5th, the 6th. And then
what part of Ohio?
I know we wrap up. I wrap up in Honolulu, Hawaii, September 16th through the 20th.
You see, I definitely hit you guys up. I did follow you on Instagram, so make sure you approve my request, and I'll tag you on the mail page as well. I didn't get the notification, but I'll double check when I get.
Yeah.
But yeah, Demel, you don't only just work in Atlanta, so I'll definitely connect you guys to do whatever. Definitely, it's all about keeping that business going. I'll make sure I put you on. But I have to also shout out to the guy who introduced Mikey J and I, as well as a partner, Red Caddy, in the building. Shout out to Any State 95. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Yeah, am I on?
Yes, you're on.
What's going on? Ben, it's Red Caddy. Owner of Red Caddy Management, you know, much love to you, Honest. My man, Mikey J, or my new man, Mikey J now. You there, Mikey? I can talk to him?
Red, what up, yo? What's
yeah,
good,
yeah.
Yo?
What's going on, man? You know, big days for me tomorrow and you.
yeah, yo. Man. Can't wait, man.
Yeah, I'm bringing some talent through for you, you know, hopefully everything go well, you know, and just continue some future business. I'm with it, you know. You know, you're more than welcome to come to Philly on the strength of me.
Well, yeah, we're going to have some fun and, you know, get the big day coming up where we do the Artists for Peace concert. Shout out to everybody and give out the email information and, you know, contact if anybody wants to be a part of it, no matter what city and, you know, where to get information on.
Yeah,
on
it's dynamic.
You
got to
give out the contact information.
It's a dynamic artist. Four peace@gmail.com.
Or you can hit me up, indystate95@yahoo.com. I'll link you up, Mikey.
That's dope. That's dope. But we're going to have some fun.
That's indystate95. That's what I
Oh, yeah. Make sure you. Yeah, make sure it's clear. Definitely gotta make sure that it's clear so everybody hear it. But I'm looking forward to getting the show popping with you guys tomorrow. I know it's so many great performances. Mel Love is gonna be doing his thing, representing Philly to the fullest, and really a lot of talented artists will be on the stage tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to it. My boy King Dollar Street performing live. My girl Beverly Music is doing the VIP co-hosting thing with me. So we're having fun. It's going to be really nice. Beverly Music in the building. Shout out to her.
Jersey in the building. We're definitely covering the tri-state tomorrow.
Oh yeah, Chester. Definitely Chester, PA, Delaware.
Yeah, we covering it. Where you, Mikey?
Yeah, we're gonna Mikey, have some fun. New York, we're gonna have New York in the building. So that's definitely what's up.
Yeah, Mikey, man,
I can't wait.
Talent. What? You can tell us again what you're looking for, or if you're looking for anything at all.
I already asked him that. You're not the host. You don't get that question. You're about to be questioned. You're about to be questioned. You don't get the egg questions. I don't have people come on my show doing that.
Hey, I told you I'm nervous. It's the first time I'm on the radio.
Don't be nervous. Can I make you nervous? Listen, relax. I got this. You know what I mean? You'll get your attention as well on Philly Shaw Radio. Shout out to everybody tuning in tonight and showing love. It's my boy's first time. He probably didn't even know it was a topic on the show. He's just like, oh, I pressed this number. Who else are you with? Because I know I heard some people in the background.
Who are you talking to?
You, Red.
Ain't nobody in the background. You're radio. You're in the back. I got you on two phones.
My mistake. Like I said, I'm just trying to get in people business. That's what I do over here. We have some fun or whatever. But no, I definitely did ask it. I wanted to even ask you, like, what are you looking forward to? Because I know Streets and King Dollar are coming out tomorrow and representing you and your company.
Yes, definitely. I'm just looking for artists. You know, I know it's a struggle in Philly, and I've been doing this for 14 years, trying to help artists get out of that zone or that rut that seems like Philly keeps them in. You know, there's so much talent out in Philly that it's like we as a people or community of Philadelphia, we don't know how to support and build off that talent that we have. You know, we don't have no major record labels out here. So me, I always try to help artists shopping with my connects. And, you know, sometimes we get these big-headed artists out here that think they already made it, but they still, you know, where they at. So I just keep striving, trying, and sometimes, you know, I just turn my head away from some of them, let them do them. But then I always get pulled back into this business. And, you know, hopefully it's all about loyalty. You know, if they're loyal to me, I'm loyal to them. I could try my best to put them in a good place. But they got to help themselves, too.
No, that's right. No, you got to know that. Oh. So, you know, on a lighter subject, definitely going to have some fun tomorrow. At the end of the day, it's not easy. It's not for the people who want to just sit on their ass and think everything comes to them. You know what I mean? Like, you're not getting that much attention sitting on your ass. Let me please say you that. But we're going to get into this music and have a little bit more fun with Mikey J. I mean, shout out to my boy Red Candy in the building. Everybody representing X-Squad DJs and everybody representing Philly. Like, tomorrow you have some fun, Mikey. I'll be ready because I